get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Now let's go to rebellion, number 5, rebellion. This is common in human social life. People rising against system of advancement. The moment you are against any good or kingdom system, that is rebellion. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, 1 to 9, says it. The curse of God upon the rebellious is in Psalm 109, verse 13. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Don't be rebellious. Don't be rebellious. Don't be rebellious. Other people's place and position of glory may not be your own. It may not be yours. Don't rebel. Don't wish any man defeated. Amen. Once they are not against you and they are not against good things, don't wish them defeat. Don't wish them defeat. You are hearing, come and hear his voice. And we are taking this teaching from Voices from Zion. This bulletin is online. This bulletin is everywhere. You can get the audio copy. Praise the Lord. Don't be rebellious. Don't be rebellious. Somebody has, you have a friend that you are working together, and God helped the friend, shoot the friend higher than you, then you rebel. May the Lord have mercy. Amen. We see our kingdom are getting divided today. Don't rebel. Number 5, wickedness. Some people are wicked and they boast about it. Some people's target is to bring down those that are doing well on top. You know, at times I will just go to newspaper stand. If you hear what people are vomiting from their mouth, those things they are saying are purely illusion. They are not correct. I don't know how somebody will be talking about me, what I am doing in the closet of my house without seeing me. If you stand with those people that are arguing about politics and other things, you will see that. I do tell people that we are not a perfect nation. I do say it everywhere I go. But our leaders are trying. Not everybody in the government are thief. If we don't have good leaders, if we don't have leaders that stood for this nation, we'll be at war. But the way people are talking about the nation, especially the low class, especially people that are not average. You know what I mean? Let's be careful what is online. I pray someday our social media in this nation will come under some kind of scrutinization, that you'll be careful what you post online. Amen. That it will come under some kind of verification. Hallelujah. So I pray people just say all kind of things. Amen. It's not good. It's not good. Hallelujah. Some people are wicked and they boast about it. Some people's target is to bring down those that are doing well on top through whatever means they have at their disposal. And this thing is creeping into the Church of Christ. Some are famous of their wicked dealings. That is there in the book of Psalm 74, verse 5. Some persons had killed with their mouth, imprisoned and scattered sweet home with their mouth. Some individuals look innocent, but they are the cause. Wicked people hate progress. Wickedness will consume you someday. Remember, our God is a consuming fire. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to verse certain of the church. Acts 12, 1 to 24. And he killed James, the brother of John, with his sword. Do you know? He put Peter into prison also. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man." And immediately the angel of God smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. God delivered Peter from his hands. the king was killed. He died special death. Worms ate him on his throne. Wicked people always fall upon their own sword. May those that rose against you fall upon their own sword. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May they fall upon their own sword. Amen. The instrument they want to use to destroy you, we destroy them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:29. If your father God is a consuming fire, then you, his son, must be a consuming fire son too. There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost that turns every of God's child to a consuming fire, such that any wicked forces that rises against their progress will be born out of existence. These are the ways into the consuming fire anointing. Do you want to carry such anointing? These are the ways into it. Hallelujah. There's no day what man can do or what man is doing will replace what God is doing. That day will not come. Hallelujah. That day will not come. When I was preparing for this meeting, I was asking myself a question. I said, thank God for advance in technology these days. But is there any day where robots will be pregnant by itself? Another robot will meet this robot. And the robots will become pregnant. And the robot will have real human feeling and go to... Are you getting me? There is no day what God can do will be replaced with what man is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray everyone in this fellowship, when it's time for you to deliver baby, children, you will not go through any cesarean operation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We don't know how Sarah delivered. We may not know how Jesus was delivered. But whatever means, Jesus will do the same here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said the Hebrew women, they are lively. They are alive. They are there. When they were delivering, there was no pain. There was no trouble. There was no crisis. For every of our women here, there shall be no crisis. Amen. It doesn't matter the report you have received. On your delivery day, there shall be no crisis. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number one we are looking into is fire of godliness. You want consuming fire anointing, you need fire of godliness. Your godliness must shine brighter to disarm all interferences of sin in your life. If you want to carry that anointing, that you will declare once and it will happen. You will say, cancer be gone. And the consuming fire God will swallow that cancer. Will swallow that autism. You want to carry such grace. Your godliness must be blazing. Amen. It must be blazing. Bible said in the book of Isaiah 62, verse 1 and 2, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and not kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. It is the fire of godliness in us that we deal with sin and sicknesses. It's just that your godliness, your righteousness, being holy, it will be blazing. Everybody will know that you are a pure man of God. That is when you can carry such an anointing that is called consuming fire anointing. Hallelujah. Not one leg in, one leg out Christian. Not a man of God that is not total in God. If you are burning with righteousness, the beast of sin cannot survive within or around you. It can also be called fire of righteousness. Hallelujah. That your righteousness is so powerful that sin cannot creep in. Amen. Number two, fire of the Spirit. This is the Holy Ghost fire in operation within the man's system. The Holy Ghost fire suppresses bad habits and evil thoughts. Most of the time, the absence of the Holy Spirit is the presence of every evil devices. An uncertain act. When the Holy Spirit enter into any man, all the works of the flesh we have to fall off. We fail. Muscle, it takes holiness. It takes holiness and continuous bath to sustain the Holy Spirit in any vessel. Hallelujah. No, Holy Spirit and demonic spirit cannot coexist. I've met quite some young women, some elderly women that battle with spirit world. They battle with all this marine spirit. This has been my message to them, and they are always delivered. Allow Holy Spirit into your being. Receive the baptism of Holy Spirit. Every devil that is manifesting in you will be let go. Hallelujah. When a woman becomes a prayer house, devil cannot stay in her life anymore. Praise the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, the Bible enumerates for us the women we must not marry, the women we must not live with. Are you getting me? Mention all kinds of women that you must not marry. Amen. But you see, when you become a prayer house, you become a carrier of the Spirit of God. Demons cannot operate in your life. Amen. Also, men. There are men that are possessed with all kinds. When the Holy Spirit comes in, it will be gone. You are a smoker. You have an evil spirit. You drink alcohol in excess. There is a spirit behind it. If you allow the Holy Spirit to enter you, to come into you, those habits will be gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Master Jesus. Remember what John said. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Matthew chapter 3, 11 and 12. Whose shoe I'm not worthy to bear. Baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Those chaff, they are those evil spirits, the other spirits. Holy Ghost fire will burn them. Amen. Amen. You can pray the Holy Ghost to take over in your life, and all evil habits will be consumed from your mental faculty. You will never have it in you to do those things again. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Spirit of God come upon everyone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Fire of the Spirit, we always put the spirit of man under. There is what you want to do. There's what you want to achieve. But when you carry the Spirit of God, are you getting me? It will always take charge. Amen. You always take charge. You must be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit to the level that the Spirit of God will dictate your step, not your emotions. Hallelujah. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. Or if ye live after the flesh, you shall be crushed. If you live after the flesh, your days are numbered. That's the meaning. Or the word of God said, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Romans 8, 13. You can through the Holy Spirit destroy bad habits. Otherwise, evil habits will consume you. Hallelujah. With that Spirit, you carry the anointing of consuming fire. Hallelujah. It is not every Christian that can carry anointing, consuming fire anointing. There are those that are being ruled by the Holy Spirit. There are those that the Spirit of God dictates for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, fire of faith. Fire of faith. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It takes faith. It takes faith. It takes faith to pay tithe, to give out of little. Not just faith, but fire of faith. It removes your mind from self and turns you to God. What you have is not enough to you. It cannot cater for you for a whole month. Now, bring 10%. It takes faith. It takes faith. It takes faith. Just as we said earlier, that whatever man made or scientist made cannot be afforded by everyone. But faith can afford all of God. Can afford all of God. Amen. So, you believe God for everything with that fire of faith. It is such a faith that devils or people of the world cannot change or suppress. I've had several testimonies of people pray for the dead and they came back to life. That is not ordinary. That's fire of faith. Until it happens to me that I pray. You know the meaning of death? It means it's gone. But there is a faith that can bring back life to a dead body. That's fire of faith. Not just faith. Fire of faith. You believe God for everything. It's such a faith that devils or people of the world cannot change or suppress. It is a burning faith. Or call it unstoppable faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Not, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let me read it again. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul, God is speaking, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. Amen. So, those that will carry consuming fire anointing will be those men and those women that believe God for everything. That believe that the dead can rise. Amen. Number four, fire of loyalty. It will disarm all forces of all unfaithfulness from the mind. Don't just be loyal. Receive fire of loyalty. That you are so much loyal that anybody can trust you. Are you loyal to God? Loyalty here will mean being positive to the law of Christ anywhere. Representing Jesus anywhere on earth. Let it be burning in you. If this fire is burning high in you, you will not be looking for a shortcut to get to the top. Fire of loyalty releases virtue of patience in vessels. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, 14 to 30, we read this. It said, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. So, if you are faithful, reward is coming. Reward is coming. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be loyal. Stay on there. Don't be blue-black. Don't be white and black. Be white and stay white. Stay positive to the cause of God. Be loyal. We have some things happening in churches. Because the junior pastor has prayed for 2-3 persons. And then some people are getting healed. They want to go and start his own church. Praise God. You know, somebody was asking another being, say, did God call you? Say, I've called God. Hallelujah. He said, I've called God. Did God call you to start a ministry? No, don't worry. I've called God. And I've called him. I've told him that I'm starting. Don't be like that. Amen. We see breakaway here and there today. People are no more loyal. But for you to carry consuming fire anointing, you must be loyal. You must be loyal. Amen. Peter in the Bible was loyal to the core to Jesus. Be loyal. Be loyal. Number five, fire of godly and goodly addiction. Fire of godly and goodly addiction. Be addicted to God's things. Be addicted to good things. If you have the fire of godly and goodly addiction, you will always seek the progress of any good system or God's kingdom. God's kingdom system, such that every one person will know you to be different. They will know you to be different. And the ungodly will hide from you. Amen. There is a way you become godly and good that they will not introduce evil things to you. They know already that you will not be part of them. So they will not bring it near. They won't bring it near. Hallelujah. So be addicted to God's things. And to good things. In the book of 2 Kings 2, 1-15, Bible says, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by one wind, that Elisha went with Elisha from Gilgal to Jericho, to everywhere they were going together, until God that was loyal to Elijah. Reason he received double portion of Elijah's anointing. fire of right thinking, fire of right thinking, infuses sense of goodness, empowers your spirit man to rejoice at any good thing, whether you have them or not. There are people that once they don't have, you see, this is very difficult to do most times. A man was sharing something with me. He said, when everybody get to their bus stop, they will alight the bus. And then what does it mean? He said, when you get to your bus stop, you will have to come down. Hallelujah. Also, I want you to know that when it gets to your own time to be lifted up, you'll be lifted. Somebody has been lifted ahead of you. Think right about them. Some things will happen to test our faith, to see how we will behave under that condition. Hallelujah. Do not let the progress of another man break your heart. Don't. Whether you have what God has done, you have not built house. Your junior brother has built a house. And because of that, you are not celebrating with him. It should not be. Hallelujah. So, fire of thinking right. That means you are this type of person that you don't think evil. You don't think, that is the fire burning in you. You are always thinking good things. Think, it qualifies you for consuming fire anointing. You know, there's this saying we say in our church. You say, God is good. What do you say? God is good. So you should be good all the time if you want to carry consuming fire anointing. Because fire of right thinking infuses sense of goodness, empowers your spirit man to rejoice at any good thing, whether you have them or not. It disconnects human heart from thinking evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that scripture simply means enforce your heart to think right if you want to carry that anointing. Consuming fire anointing. I do tell people, stop praying against other people. Amen. Like today we are praying. Lord, every rope the devil used to tie me down, oh Lord, consume me by your fire. Amen. That's good prayer. Not mentioning names of people in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Otherwise, if you continue praying that way, mentioning people's name, mentioning my brother, my sister, grandma, in your prayers. Amen. You will soon begin to harbor evil against those people. You harbor evil against them. So the above listed virtues, all the one I mentioned earlier, are the ways into the consuming fire anointing. You must get to a state in your life that the enemies cannot take you for a ride. Hallelujah. You cannot ride upon a horse from under the horse. Rise above all blockages to fulfill destiny in grand style. Your destiny is too precious to God. So don't waste it. Don't crash it. Labor to carry this anointing. Our God is a consuming fire. God never fails. He abides faithful. Please fulfill your part of this deal and be rewarded with the consuming fire anointing. On the other side of the coin, there could be some gang ups or evil growing within. God's fire will consume them in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, rise up on your feet. We are going to call God for consuming fire anointing. Hallelujah. And he will baptize us in the name of Jesus. God wants you and I to speak to impossible situations, and they become possible. Imagine Jesus touch the coffin and the dead body in the coffin rise. Consuming fire anointing. Whatever has killed that man was consumed. You can carry such an anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. can carry it.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.